Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with local historian Michael Zaz with an update on Saving Brenton.
You've been busy, as always, it seems, since the documentary's been released. Can you share what has been happening lately?
Lately in September, we've not had as many showings, at least not distant ones. There have been a lot of showings. We haven't been at them. I believe there was one Sunday in the 23rd of September where it was being shown in over 20 cities in the United States, which is sort of a big deal for a film. But we were not at those showings. It has been a lot of work for the film guys in preparation for Oscar qualifying, and I'm not involved with that. I just go where they tell me to go, and they do the business part of it. But a lot of work goes into the Oscar eligibility, the need for a lot of money, and that's a problem because we're a very small organization. But things have gone well, and now in October, we're starting to do a great deal of traveling again.
And where are you off to next?
This Friday, the 5th of October, I work with a rhetoric class at the University of Iowa, which I think is exciting to start working in classes. So that'll be fun. And then the next day, we have three programs at an ICON conference in Cedar Rapids. We'll show the film, then they'll have an hour interview of me. I don't know what that will be. And then I'm supposed to do an hour program following that. And when that's over, we fly out from Cedar Rapids right away that afternoon to Seattle and get in Seattle later Saturday night. And then they send a seaplane for us the next morning. And we fly to an island, Orcas Island, out in Puget Sound, and do a film festival there for a couple days. And I've never been on a seaplane before, so that'll be exciting. That's kind of a neat festival. And a lot of the films that are shown there are Oscar qualifying films. Then we come back from Orcas Island, and we show at a theater in Seattle, which I think has the most wonderful name. I hope it doesn't disappoint me when I see the theater, but the name of the theater is called The Grand Illusion. And I just think that's a neat name. It's the oldest theater in Seattle. We'll do a show there, and then the next day we're at the University of Washington doing shows, not necessarily the documentary, maybe some of the Magic Lantern slides, some of the Brenton material.
Almost more historical.
Right, right. And I said a long time ago that I think that part of the future of this whole project is at the university level, and we're really starting to see that now. Recently, we were at Indiana University, and we'll be at the University of Washington and maybe the University of Oregon while we're there. Then we come back for a couple days, and there's a film festival, I believe it's the first year for it, in Keokuk. And so the man who started the Oscars, I think, was from Keokuk. And so we'll be there. And then from there, we go to Springfield in Columbia, Missouri, and do some things at the University of Missouri, I believe. And also, a live talk show on Fox Network. I have no idea what that's going to be. Then come back for a couple days and then go to Toronto. Show in a theater in Toronto and also at Ryerson University in Toronto. And there's a man there, Paul Moore, who has been researching the Brentons for many years. And so it'll be fun to work with him again. And then from Toronto, we fly directly to Houston and do a show or a couple of shows in Sugar Land. And I think, again, some of those are with Magic Lantern slides. And maybe San Antonio, I haven't heard whether that has been scheduled for sure, but then we go to Austin and the University of Texas and do a screening there. And that takes us to the end of October.
And talking about Keokuk, you mentioned the Oscars' forefather being from Keokuk, another tie of Iowa being
right
in the entertainment industry.
And the head of the Iowa Film Program went to California and is bringing back this gentleman. He himself was given an Oscar. I think Conrad Bain, I'm not sure of his name, but he was given an Oscar, so that they went out and brought his Oscar back, and so it will be at the festival in Keokuk.
Would the Britons have shown any of their performances in Keokuk?
Very likely. I have all that information. I should look it up, but they did a lot of southern Iowa, northern Missouri, and very likely they would have appeared there.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with local historian Michael Zaz speaking about Saving Brenton. This is part one of a two-part interview. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.